Figures seen by RT News give a breakdown of the number of patients with COVID-19 being treated in hospitals around the country. They also show there are more than 2,200 general beds vacant in public hospitals and that there are 133 vacant critical care beds in public hospitals and in some private hospitals. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Three Dublin hospitals have the largest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Beaumont Hospital with 132 patients, St James's with 95 and the Mater with 84 cases, according to new HSC figures obtained by RTE News. There are also 74 COVID-19 patients in Dublin at St Vincent's Hospital and 58 at Connolly. Elsewhere, Our Lady of Lourdes in Drogheda and Cavan General each have 34 patients with the virus. The report covers the period up to Wednesday afternoon. Nationally, it lists 858 patients in hospitals with COVID-19, plus 476 patients regarded as suspected cases who are waiting for test results. The hospitals with the largest number of patients waiting for test results are Limerick University Hospital with 52 patients waiting, St Vincent's 43, the Mater 39, and Mayo University Hospital, which has 37 patients waiting.
The National Public Health Emergency Team will meet again today and is expected to recommend an extension to the current restrictions on movement introduced almost a fortnight ago to help contain the spread of COVID-19. The strict limits on leaving home and travelling to places of work were originally put in place to last until Easter Sunday. There have been 263 deaths linked to COVID-19 in the Republic and 6,574 cases. In Northern Ireland, 82 people have died and there have been 1,477 confirmed infections. EU finance ministers have agreed a €500 billion rescue package to help member states respond to the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The package will be made up of low-cost loans and credit lines from the EU's main bailout fund, the European Stability Mechanism, and other resources from the European Commission and the European Investment Bank. A further so-called recovery fund is to be agreed by EU leaders at a later date. From Brussels, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
This was a hard-fought and politically very divisive agreement, but on the third attempt, finance ministers forged a compromise. It brings together a number of mechanisms, but stops short, for now, of a big stimulus whereby debt of a member state would be underwritten by the EU as a whole, the so-called Corona Bond. The EU's bailout fund, the European Stability Mechanism, will make €240 billion available in emergency credit lines. The money should go towards health spending and the facility will come to an end when the crisis is over. The European Investment Bank will make €25 billion available, leveraged to up to €200 billion for the corporate sector, which has faced a sudden economic slump. A further €100 billion will be made available by the European Commission to help companies retain workers so that exporters can rebound once the pandemic passes. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Ryanair has warned pilots that it cannot rule out extended layoffs and or job losses in the coming months. The airline said the action would be taken to protect the long-term viability of its Irish operation, as it has no certainty about when aviation services will return to normal. President Michael D. Higgins has said the severity and magnitude of the COVID-19 pandemic is in our hands. In a message to Irish people at home and abroad at Easter, the President said that by cooperating and working with the measures suggested to combat the virus, we will have saved lives that otherwise would have been lost. President Higgins paid tribute to the people in the health services and elsewhere for the work they're doing and the sacrifices they're making.
May I take this opportunity again as President of Ireland to thank all those who continue to work tirelessly and selflessly to keep communities, wherever they may be, healthy and safe.
New York City officials dealing with the impact of the coronavirus have hired contract labourers to bury the dead in a field on Hart Island, northeast of the Bronx area. Pine coffins are being placed in long, narrow trenches. The city has used Hart Island since the 19th century to bury New Yorkers with no known next of kin or whose families are unable to arrange a funeral. Negotiating teams from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will meet today with an expectation that they may sign off on a framework document which could provide a pathway to the formation of the next government. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, has described the draft document as robust and believes that the negotiators should be in a position to finalise it today. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Micheál Martin warned yesterday that Ireland might be looking at a much slower economic recovery from the COVID-19 crisis and that the recession might be deeper than initially anticipated. He argued that these key economic circumstances require the election of a majority government, which could take what he termed decisive actions. Earlier this week, Minister and Fine Gael negotiator Heather Humphrey said the document would show ambition and change, reflect much of what people were looking for in the general election, and provide a platform for a stable government. If signed off today, the Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar and the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin will circulate the document to the leaders of the Greens, Labour Party and Social Democrats, as well as key independent blocs. The Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy said her parliamentary party would look at the document in detail, taking its time to assess its various elements, rather than issuing any immediate response.
A four-year-old boy is being treated in hospital in Dublin after falling from a window of a residential building. Gardaí say the child fell from the second floor of an apartment block on Halston Street in the north inner city at around 5:30 yesterday evening. They say the boy was taken to Temple Street Children's Hospital in the city, where his condition is thought to be not life-threatening. Gardaí are investigating the incident. And now the time is 8:07.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValu. As we all continue to lay low, rest assured, we're working day and night to keep our stores stocked and our communities served.
Patches of mist will clear to give a generally dry day with spells of hazy sunshine. There may be showers this afternoon. It will be cloudy along western coasts with patchy rain and drizzle at times. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 20 degrees.